Well,
给大家讲一段故事。
I didn't tell anyone a story.
这段故事说谁呢？
Who is the story about?
说的是美国前总统里根。说到里根，
This refers to something that former US President Reagan said about Reagan.
那是美国现总统川普的师父。
That was the mentor of former US President Trump.
也是近代以来我非常佩服非常敬仰的一个人物。
He is also a very admirable and respected figure in modern times.
故事呢要从英国的前首相有铁娘子之称的撒切尔夫人说起。
The story starts with Margaret Thatcher, the former prime minister of Britain, who was nicknamed Iron Lady.
说1994年的一天，撒切尔夫人忽然收到了一封信。信。
In 1994, Mrs. Thatcher suddenly received a letter.
就是由美国的前总统里根寄来的。
It was sent by former US President Reagan.
世人皆知。
Everyone knows.
铁腕总统里根和这位有铁娘子之称的撒切尔夫人。
President Reagan, with his iron fist, and Mrs. Thatcher, who was known as the Iron Lady.
人家俩人。
Two people.
那是铁哥们。
That's a tough guy.
两个人从1975年第一次见面开始就一见如故。
Two people met for the first time in 1975 and immediately hit it off.
互相敬仰。之后。
After mutual respect,
无论是两个人之间的个人友谊，
whether it's a personal friendship between two people,
还是两国之间的关系，
the relationship between the two countries,
那都是水乳交融，
that's all a blend of water and milk,
生气相通，
communicate with anger.
这俩人好到什么份儿上，撒切尔夫人自己讲。里根是除了她丈夫之外的。
These two people are so close that Thatcher herself said Reagan was the only person besides her husband.
我生命中第二个最重要的男人。撒切尔夫人呢，慢慢的打开信，一看就愣了。
The second most important man in my life, Margaret Thatcher, slowly opened the letter and was stunned.
愣了一会儿
Stunned for a moment,
这铁娘子竟然哭了。
Iron Maiden actually cried.
里根在信上说
Reagan said in the letter,
医生已经确诊。
The doctor has already diagnosed.
他患上了老年痴呆症。
He suffered from Alzheimer's disease.
而且他自己也觉得自己的记忆力在快速的下降。
In addition, he himself felt that his memory was rapidly declining.
他要在自己的记忆彻底消失之前，跟老朋友做今生最后的道别。
He wanted to say goodbye to his old friend one last time before his memories completely disappeared.
并且希望有朝一日，撒切尔夫人能出席自己的葬礼。
And I hope that one day Thatcher will attend her own funeral.
当时悲伤的撒切尔夫人很快就回信。
Mrs. Thatcher, who was deeply saddened by the news, quickly replied.
答应了里根的请求。
Agreed to Reagan's request.
谁知道五年之后。
Who knows what will happen in 5 years?
撒切尔夫人自己的记忆力也明显的衰退。
Mrs. Thatcher's own memory also declined noticeably.
同样患上了老年痴呆症。
Also suffered from dementia.
在记忆消失之前。
Before memory loss.
他想到自己当年对里根的保证。
He thought about the promise he had made to Reagan back then.
于是呢，就请人帮助录制了一段在里根葬礼上的悼词。
So, I asked someone to help me record a eulogy for the funeral of Ronald Reagan.
又是五年过去，里根逝世了。
5 years have passed since President Reagan died.
而此时的撒切尔夫人
At this time, Mrs. Thatcher.
由于严重的老年痴呆症，已经不记得里根的这个名字了。
Due to the elderly dementia, he has forgotten Ronald Reagan's name.
对这个人已经完全没有印象了。
I have no memory of this person.
于是呢，早先的录像就作为撒切尔夫人的悼词。
So, the early recordings were used as a eulogy for Margaret Thatcher.
在葬礼上被播放了出来。
Played at a funeral.
而这都已经是后话了。
And that's all in the past.
回到当时，里根呢收到了撒切尔夫人的回信。
When Reagan received Thatcher's reply, he was very happy.
当时欣慰地笑了。
I smiled happily at that.
他终于了了一个心愿。
He finally fulfilled a wish.
现在他转过头看着他的太太南希，叹了口气。
Now he turned his head and looked at his wife, Nancy, who sighed.
现在他要了结他最后的一个心愿。
Now he has fulfilled his last wish.
当时他凝视着太太，一本正经地说。
At that moment, he stared at his wife, who was standing straight and dignified, and said,
我甚至不知道明天早晨会发生什么。
I don't even know what will happen tomorrow morning.
如果我不认识你了。
If I don't know you.
对不起。
I'm sorry.
我不是故意的。
I didn't do it on purpose.
南希过来轻轻拍拍他的头。
Nancy came over and gently patted his head.
他就知道他会这么说。
He knew he would say that.
因为他以前当总统的时候。
Because he was president before.
有一次遇刺嘛。
Once I was assassinated.
当时醒过来以后。
After waking up.
就对当时吓得脸色惨白的南希苦笑着就说了。
He smiled at the terrified Nancy, whose face was as white as a sheet.
同样的话，对不起。
I'm sorry, but I don't understand.
我不是故意的。
I didn't do it on purpose.
里根呢，曾经是个演员。
Reagan was once an actor.
年轻的时候。
In my youth.
高大魁梧，长相英俊。当时赶上了电影大发展的好时候。
Paul, muscular and handsome, he was in the right place at the right time to take advantage of the booming film industry.
演了几个小角色以后，颇受好评。
After playing several minor roles, he gained a lot of recognition.
这就给了他在一部大片中当大主角的机会。
This gave him the opportunity to play the major role in a big movie.
但谁也没想到。
But no one could have imagined.
就是这部戏毁了他今后一生的演艺生涯。
This play ruined his entire acting career. God,
大家都知道。
Everyone knows that.
美国有一个著名的女童星秀兰·邓波尔。
There is a famous female child star named Shuandanto in the United States.
在二战期间。
During World War Roman II.
这小姑娘还了得。
What the hell is this girl doing?
当时随着美军的步伐走遍了全世界。
As the US military marched across the world.
到哪儿。
Where to?
这小姑娘的电影就演到哪儿。
Where did this little girl's movie end?
这个小姑娘当时给饱受二战折磨的全世界的人们带来了无数的温暖和快乐。
This little girl brought countless warmth and happiness to the world, which had been suffering from World War Roman II.
很多美国大兵就是为了这个孩子而英勇奋战的。
When so many American soldiers are fighting bravely for this child,
到了后来呢
Later,
秀兰长到十七八岁了。
Lulu grew up to be 17 or 18 years old.
该转型演大人了。
The transformation is complete.
于是呢，第一部戏就成了里根这部戏的女主角。
So, the first film became the female lead in Reagan's film.
当时里根岁数也不大。
Reagan was not that old at the time.
里边呢演的还是爱情戏。
The play is about love and loss.
这个剧中呢两人有一段吻戏。
In this drama, the two have a kiss scene.
结果这电影一公演。
As a result, this movie was released and performed.
人们看着里根这个大猪嘴。
People looked at the big pig's mouth.
在抱着自己心中的这个小天使。
Holding my little angel in my heart.
在那狂吻。
In that kiss.
这观众可就全急了。
The audience was all in a hurry.
啊，你往那个银幕上扔东西的。
The one who throws things at the screen.
扔什么花生的。
What kind of peanuts are you throwing?
扔什么可乐的。
What kind of soda?
什么都有。
Everything is fine.
有的地方差点把银幕给撕了。
In some places, they almost tore the screen.
你说这里根没招。
You said that this place is hopeless.
谁没惹谁。
Who has offended whom?
结果就得罪了。
The result is that I offended someone.
全美国从此以后成了彻底的票房毒药。
From now on, the entire United States will become a complete box office poison.
没人敢用他了。
No one dares to use him.
无奈呢，他只好渐渐转型。
In the end, he had no choice but to gradually transform.
就成了个工会的组织者。
He became an organizer for the union.
后来慢慢进入政坛。
Eventually entered the political arena.
靠着他当年没有机会施展的演艺天赋和口才，大器晚成。
Thanks to his innate talent and eloquence.Which he couldn't fully utilize in the past due to lack of opportunities.
竟然成了美国年纪最大的美国总统。
He became the oldest president in U.S. history.
就在当时。
At that time.
他成了全民公敌的那段时间。
He became a public enemy during that period.
祸不单行。
It's a double whammy.
老婆也跟他离婚了。
His wife also divorced him.
当时全毁了。之后呢
After everything was destroyed,
眼前一片漆黑的里根遇到了
The dark room appeared before Reagan.
当时的当红女星南希。这里根被埋没的演艺天赋
The then popular actress Nancy, who had buried her acting talent.
这时就得到了充分的发挥啊。
This is where it really comes into play.
一通狂追，没多久。
A chase that lasted for a short time.
南希被攻陷。两个人于1952年。
Nancy was captured by two people in 1952.
当时瞒着制片。
At that time, he was hiding from the producer.
人。
People.
瞒着这个电影导演什么的啊。
What are you hiding from this movie director?
俩人偷着就结婚了。
Two people secretly got married.
但是在当时没有人看好这个女高男低的这段婚姻，都觉得长不了。
However, at that time, no one believed in this marriage between a woman and a man who was much shorter than her. They all thought she couldn't have children.
果然，两个人因为都是演员嘛。
Indeed, since both are actors,
感情丰富
expressive,
多愁善感
sensitive and melancholic,
说哭就哭
cry if you want to cry,
是说笑就笑
laughing and laughing,
性格都很不稳定
they all have unstable personalities,
这两个人好的时候
when they are good,
他是好的死去活来，打的时候也打的是惊天动地。
That's good. Living and dying is also a grand event.
在当时怎么看
？How did you see it at that time?
都像是好莱坞常见的那种露水夫妻。
They are all the typical Hollywood couple with their perfect smiles and effortless charm.
但就在这种打打闹闹的过程中
However, in the process of these ups and downs,
里根呢就发现了一个规律
Ragan discovered a pattern.
那就是当两个人好的时候
That's when two people are good together.
他这个人呢就精神就有神采
He has a lively and energetic demeanor.
他的政治生涯
His political career.
就往上走
Keep going up.
干什么都顺
Everything goes smoothly.
但当两个人打架闹分居的时候
But when two people are fighting and separated.
他这个人就灰头土脸扫眉打眼的
He is a man with a sullen and gloomy expression.
什么事都走背字
Everything is done by the next generation.
而干什么都不行。
But whatever I do, it's not right.
等发现了这个规律
Once discovered this pattern.
哎
Oh.
这里跟他聪明就开始收脾气
He started to get angry with him because he was smart.
又开始变老实了。
He started to become honest.
随着他逐步的在政坛上的成功
As he gradually achieved success in the political arena,
这南希呢也不当演员就改当家庭主妇了。
Nancy didn't become an actress, but became a housewife.
这回不打了，爱情
This time, I'm not playing love.
成了主旋律
Became the mainstream.
在事后很多人的回忆中
In many people's recollections after the event,
大概都有这么一段类似的见闻。里根呢，从工会到议员到州长
Here's a similar anecdote about Lyndon B. Johnson from union leader to congressman and finally governor.
直到最后的美国总统
Until the last American president.
尽管他从政
Although he has been in politics,
但他骨子里
but deep down,
他天生他就是个演员
he was born to be an actor.
后来即使在白宫啊
later, even in the White House,
啊也不管自己当时多大岁数
regardless of their age at the time,
也不管当着多少人
no matter how many people are watching,
这两口子那劲儿一来
These two people are full of energy.
那就不管不顾了。
Then I'll just ignore it.
耳鬓厮磨是连抱再吻。
Close companionship is to hold hands and kiss.
弄得大伙都手足无措。
Caused everyone to be at a loss.
这眼睛都不知道该看哪儿。里根风趣幽默。
The eyes are wandering, not knowing where to look.
充满活力
Vibrant.
一直是家里的快乐源泉
Always been a source of joy in the family.
但现在却同妻子郑重道别
But now, he had to say goodbye to his wife.
然后两人依偎着一起
Then the two of them snuggled together.
等待着那个时刻的降临
Waiting for the arrival of that moment.
终于有一天，里根的眼神散了。
One day, Ragan's eyes were gone.
目光迷茫。
Dazed.
每天只是迷糊地坐在那儿，紧张地打量着这个陌生的世界。
Just sitting there, confused and anxious, staring at this unfamiliar world every day.
他对眼前这个走来走去的老太婆非常的警觉和怀疑。
He was very alert and suspicious of the old woman in front of him.
他既不是护士
He is not a nurse.
也不是清洁工老在我身边转。
Not even the cleaning lady was around.
你想干什么呀
What do you want to do?
一开始呢
At the beginning,
他有礼貌地请他出去。
He politely asked him to leave.
但这老太婆就当没听见。
But the old woman just pretended not to hear.
还在这儿转。
Still here.
后来她大声地斥责，命令她滚出去。
Later, she loudly scolded her and ordered her to leave.
但老太婆还是没反应。
But the old woman didn't react.
最后她放弃了。
Finally, she gave up.
她躲着她。
She was hiding from him.
不让她碰她。
Don't let him touch him.
或者故意把房间搞乱。
Or deliberately mess up the room.
把她气走。
Make her leave.
但这一切都没有用。
But all of this is useless.
这个老太婆总是站在床边。
This old woman always stood by the bed.
像看孩子一样的看着他。
Looking at him as if he were a child.
这样的日子一共过了十年。
These 10 years have passed.
终于有一天，她走到了终点。
Finally, she reached the finish line.
据亲属后来回忆
,According to the recollection of relatives later,
在最后的时刻回光返照
,In the final moment, a flash of light
出现了。李根的眼睛恢复了光芒。
Lai Jian's eyes regained their light.
他清醒了。
He woke up.
当时他看着周围的每个人点头致意。
At that moment, he looked around and saw everyone nodding in agreement.
最后看着太太南希凝视良久，费力地嘟囔了一句话。
Finally, Mrs. Nancy sighed and mumbled a long sentence.
别人都没听清。
The others couldn't hear it.
他当时说的是什么？
What did he say?
只有南希听得懂，那句话是对不起。
Only Nancy understood that sentence.
我不是故意的。
I didn't do it on purpose.
在场的所有人都哭了。
Everyone present was crying.
只有南希欣慰地笑了。
Nancy smiled with relief.